Message number 28. The Book of Truth. Saturday, December 18, 2010 at 09:40. Well, now you know that what I promise comes to fruition. I have sent you a spiritual director, the person I chose right at the beginning of your journey. It takes time for the chosen few to take up the cup for my work. My daughter, you need a spiritual director so that my messages are fully understood by a servant of mine. That way the word will spread and people will realize the truth. This will be a path full of bumps and short lanes which appear suddenly to throw you into a different direction, but have no fear. You are now being guided and will feel a greater confidence with your work. Now write this. The Book of Truth is being presented to mankind to help them redeem themselves in my heart. They are being given the choice to proclaim my glory before I come back as a merciful Savior and just judge. I never want to inflict punishment on my children, but in certain circumstances those who partner the deceiver in full knowledge and who place him and his evil minions in such high regard to the point of paying homage to him before an altar cannot be saved. They know who they are. They will find it very hard to turn back to me. Pray for them. Who Satan attacks. The deceiver has very little time left on earth to wreak havoc, and so he has intensified his activities everywhere. He targets mainly my sacred servants in my Father's church, the young and the beautiful, as well as the highly intelligent. Those who continue to boast that they do not believe in me or my eternal Father will be given just one more chance to open their hearts. It pains me to watch them. It is like looking at a car full of people, my precious children, driving during a thick fog towards a cliff. They have taken a wrong turn and now, while believing they are heading back to the comfort of their own homes, are about to plunge into deep darkness without any hope. Prophecies foretold will now be revealed. To get my children to listen will not, my beloved daughter, be easy. You must persevere despite the obstacles. Patience is important. These messages are very precious and full of love as well as warnings. They, my children, must stop and understand that the prophecies foretold so long ago will now be revealed. These events are about to take place on this earth and the time is very, very short. I will never reveal the date of my second coming. I will never reveal to you the date of my second coming, my beloved daughter, because that is not for your knowing. But before I come, I am communicating with the entire world now so that I can show my children my just mercy. My mother working on my behalf. My beloved mother working on my behalf is spreading messages through the chosen visionaries. Other chosen prophets are suffering privately by choice to save souls. I allow them to suffer my pain as a gesture of such enormous generosity by these most devout believers. They are responsible for the salvation of many. But they suffer not only the sufferings endured by me on the cross, but feel the pain I suffer today. In addition, they suffer ridicule, abuse, and mockery from time to time. Yet through their humility they endure in silence or in some cases for all to see. Others, my sacred servants, who opt for a life of solitude do me a great service. Their special sacrifice of self-denial again helps to save souls. Gifts from God taken for granted. Communicating the truth in a modern world where technology has been taken to such dizzy heights is difficult. My voice is like a faint cry in the wilderness, shoved to one side in favor of titillation. My children fail to understand all the wonders that are brought about for the good of man through technology are a gift from the Eternal Father. All the wonders of drug development for the good of mankind are also a gift. Yet these gifts are taken for granted because my children think that this is all man's doing, but it is not. Gift of intelligence. The gift of intelligence, just like the gift of song, is a gift from the divine realm, and it is precisely because these are gifts from God that they are targeted by Satan, the evil one. It is through his influence that technology is tampered with to destroy and cause destruction in the world. How he laughs when he sees wars erupt and when technology is used to spy or kill. How he laughs again when the technology of medicines is used not just to kill but to justify the killing. All these frightening crimes against humanity enabled by technology are being hidden behind the facade of so-called tolerance. Tolerance as a mask for evil. Tolerance can be the most perfect mask for evil. It is clear for anyone who is alert through my teachings to immediately spot when these crimes against mankind unfold before your eyes. In the name of tolerance, people are murdered, denied their freedom, and above all, the right to fight for moral justice. Oh yes, children, be aware, alert, and on your guard when you hear the word tolerance, as it is one of Satan's favorite games of deceit. People fail to stand up for Christianity. My children, despite the world of modern communications, fail to stand up and admit their Christianity. This is mainly because of the fact that they, most Christians, live in the Western world. They are scared that they will be laughed at and bullied. They are absolutely correct. They will. But heed this. My children always suffer some kind of ridicule when they take up my cross. They can then be sure that they are doing my work. He who suffers on my behalf will receive great blessings and many graces. But the Christians who do fight for the right to proclaim my name in public will suffer the most. He or she must stay strong. You are my hope on this earth. Without my devout followers, my children cannot be taken over that final threshold to my Father's kingdom. I love all of my followers. I am in their hearts, and they know this. Heed my word now through this prophet. Do not ignore these messages. They will help through word of mouth save millions of souls throughout the world before my second coming. Go now in peace and love. Your devoted Savior Jesus Christ.